How you doing, Adrian?
Good morning, Abby. How are you?
It's a beautiful morning, my friend. How's my favorite soccer club doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, we've got a home game on Saturday at 7 o'clock at TCF Bank Stadium, and if we were to win that, it'd probably put us above the red line in the playoff position. So we've certainly made progression from our first year last year, which is the most important thing.
Now, this is, speaking of important, this is the most important question you'll get all week. More impressive and why, Adrian? The Las Vegas Golden Knights in the National Hockey League at 500-1 on the verge of winning the Stanley Cup, or Leicester City winning the Premier League at 5,000-1 a few years ago? Which one do you think is more impressive?
Oh, that's a tough one, Eric. I'm going to have to go with Leicester City for the simple reason is I think the disparity between the haves and the have-nots in the English Premier League is so much different. I think they at least try and give a little bit of parity in American sports with the salary cap and, you know, the fact that you have to draft players, etc. But for Leicester City, you know, this is truly remarkable because, you know, the fact is that they haven't won a trophy for maybe 50, 60 years, and then all of a sudden they go and win the Premier League. And people were thinking, well, like I was, everybody thought, well, yeah, they've had a good start, but they'll blow up. Well, they'll be okay. Yeah, they're doing okay. And then it just carried on and carried on. And in the end, they had such momentum and such groundswell within the country. Everybody in the country wanted Leicester City to win the title. So incredible feat. But having just been the coach of an expansion team, and I was a coach in Orlando when they were an expansion team, I know what an incredible feat this is from Vegas to go in the first year and get to the Stanley Cup final. It truly is a remarkable achievement, and I'm not sure how many times it will happen again.
So you've been in America for a number of years now, Adrian. Do you ever occupy any of your time with any of the American sports here, or is it all X's and O's trying to figure out how to get Christian Ramirez in the right spot to score? Do you catch any other sports in your free time?
Oh, I'm a huge American sports fan, whether it be University of Texas or college football, whether it be watching the Vikings, whether it be watching Twins or the Timberwolves, you know, the Wild. You know, I'm a huge American sports fan. I don't watch anything other than sports. So when I'm not doing the X's and O's regarding Minnesota United, you can guarantee, as my wife always said, there'll be green on the TV somewhere where I'm watching baseball or football or whatever. But, no, it's great to be in a city where we've got, you know, all the major sports. I was at the game the other night with the Twins, and went to the Wild a few times last year. Not been to the Vikings yet, I've got to be honest. So I'm looking forward to that this year.
You did throw out the first pitch at a Twins game earlier this year, didn't you?
I did, which was actually, believe it or not, I played in stadiums with over 100,000 people on. It was probably the most nerve-wracking I've ever been because I've seen what you do to people who can't throw the first pitch. You know, it ends up on SportsCenter for about 4 weeks' time. And so I was really nervous, especially as the girl before me was about 12 years old and she threw it about 70 miles an hour over home plate. So it was a little bit of daunting when I stepped up. But I managed to get it there anyway.
I want to get to your squad here, Adrian. But first, it's my favorite tournament. Happens every 4 years. It's in Russia. It's the World Cup. Now, I'm truly embarrassed for the great states that we have here in America that Trinidad and Tobago stood in the way of a berth. It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. But on your end of things, how excited are you for your three Lions, England, in the World Cup?
Well, it's traditional from English people like myself that get all excited and carried away. And every time the World Cup comes around, we're saying, this is the year, this is the year. And actually, this year, it's been a bit low-key, but we have a really good young side. I think we're very exciting going forward. So I think we might surprise a few people this time. We normally end up getting to at least the quarterfinals and then invariably go out on penalties to Germany, which is normally our final exit. But no, as per usual, it's going to be an incredible tournament. If you love the game of soccer, football, it's the pinnacle every 4 years. All the great nations are there. And I think we're going to have a really good tournament because I think there's three or four teams. I look at the new Brazil team. I look at Spain, which is going to probably be their, you know, final together with all this group. And I think France have also got incredible players. So, you know, in Germany, you can never discount them. So there's, I think there's four outstanding teams, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
And, well, the United States men's national team will get to sit on their couches and have a pint and watch it with the rest of us. Until next summer, Adrian, because Allianz Field, it's the new Loons Palace that's being constructed in St. Paul. It's going to be open for business early next year, and we're all pumped about watching your squad there. But how cool is it that it's going to be hosting some CONCACAF Gold Cup games here in the Metro as well?
Well, it's going to be terrific for the club, and I think the most important thing is it's, you know, people don't realize what it means to be in your own home. As much as TCF Bank's been great for us, we can't wait to get in the state-of-the-art stadium. Everybody who's seen it and actually knows what's going into it thinks it's going to be the best soccer-specific stadium that's been built in the States. And obviously getting the U.S. national team, they need a venue. Let's hope this is, you know, they have such a great visit and the crowd get behind them, which I'm sure they will. And if we can make this the venue for the U.S. national team games when they need to be a big game against maybe Mexico or somebody, that's going to be the aim. And I'm sure that the people in Minnesota will give the U.S. national team an incredible following. So, you know, it's going to be a really important night for us all, and I'm sure that we'll put a great show on for them.
Sunday matinee at TCF Bank Stadium. You keep Kansas City. I mean, they're the best team in the Western Conference. They might be the class of Major League Soccer right now. You guys keep them in check, end up with the 1-1 draw. What's your synopsis of Sunday and that point you tagged from KC?
Well, they started, as we thought, you know, they come in full of confidence. They've been very good on the road. After the first 10, 15 minutes, we weathered the storm, and I thought for 30, 35 minutes, we were the best team. We started to move the ball very well, and we had some really good breakaways, and our final ball into the box probably wasn't where it could have been. And then second half, I've got to be honest, Eric, I thought they actually took the initiative, and, you know, I said to my staff on the bench that, you know, I'll probably take a point now because they, although we had a few opportunities on the counter-attack late on, I did think that they were more likely to win the game. So I'd settle for points. Big game this weekend because, as I said before, let's have a look where we are after this homestand. And the schedule have evened itself out with home and away games. And if we get a result this weekend, it'll probably put us maybe in the playoffs. So it will be a good start for us.
Now, you've been coaching for a long time. Have you ever experienced a trend where you have a group that rises up to heavy challenges, but then when you have a notable inferior opponent come in the door, maybe there's a bit of a let-off, a little bit too much confidence, or at least not taking them seriously? How do you handle that as a head coach where you just take care of business and you do get a point against a tough team in KC, but now a team that has struggled in Montreal comes to town? They have had many a struggle on the road. You want to make sure you get 3 points from them as well.
Yeah, that's our job now. It's my job and the rest of the staff to make sure that everybody's fully focused on this next game. It's a very, very big game for us. We let ourselves down a few weeks ago against San Jose, who came in on the back of a similar run, and we started the game slowly, and we ended up getting beat, and we can't afford that this weekend. I know that, you know, you're looking at the press and everything that's coming out of Montreal. Obviously, the players up there have had a little bit of stick off one or two people, so we fully expect them to come in here very highly motivated and hoping to stop the rot. So we've got to make sure that we're ready and prepared, and that's what my job and the staff is in the next 3 or 4 days.
And as a coach and evaluator of talent, so a lot of people that listen to 9 to Noon, listen to The Fan, maybe they're casual soccer fans, maybe they don't watch soccer, I don't know. But, you know, what we know from whether it's following the Minnesota Vikings, the NFL, or, you know, so many statistical things in which you can measure players from on that field or in baseball specifically. They love their stats in baseball. With soccer, as a coach and evaluator of talent, how are you able to decipher what type of quality player A brings versus player B when there isn't really defined lines in which these players operate on a soccer field?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you have your own system. So you try and pick the right fit for your particular system. You know, obviously, we're a 10-month season. You know, it's a long grind, so you've got to have people who are durable. And more importantly, we're at people who are motivated to want to come in every single day. That people forget at the end of the day, this is a job as well. But we need people who want to come in every single day, wanting to get better individually, collectively. And that's one of the big characteristics we look for. You know, and the other thing is where we are geographically, you know we're not LA, we know we're not in New York. We need people who want to be here in the Twin Cities. It's a great place to be. And if we can convince them to come here, and we can put the facilities, what we are putting together for them now, I think that this is going to be a great destination for players. Already the players that we've bought here, they've all bought in. They're all into what we're trying to commit to. So I'm thinking the future is very, very good for soccer in this city.
A philosophical question for you. Adrian Heath, head coach of Minnesota United FC, hanging out with me, Nordo. It's 9:28. Philosophically, I've read many articles over the course of time talking about how struggles with soccer in the United States. So maybe, you know, look at it from a national team perspective, that ball handling, technical ability, instinctual parts of the game in America have in some cases taken a back seat to just making sure that you're the biggest, the fastest, and the strongest. Do you have any input or opinion on that philosophy where, you know, technical ability taking a backseat to just pure physicality?
Well, it's not just in the States that that's happened, Eric. You know, that you can go all over the world, and that took part. And I know from being my size, and when I was a kid, that invariably the biggest, fastest kid got picked. And then you had to keep working hard, and hopefully that your extra talent, your technical ability came through. I think that might have been a case in the past. I honestly believe there's a groundswell now and a change out there where people are understanding that, you know, it isn't always the biggest, strongest, fastest kid is going to be the one at the end of the day that makes it the furthest. I think the most important thing is that when I look at where this country is in terms of its development of football now, to where, even when I got here 11 years ago, it's night and day. Everything now is better. The academies are better. The players are getting better coached. There's more kids who are getting the ability to play without paying for the privilege of the game. And that has been a big stumbling block. You know, the pay-to-play model is the only, this is the only country where it's in. You know, people don't pay anywhere else. And that's the stumbling block. Now the clubs are actually making it a difference where they are picking the kids on merit rather than, you know, the size of somebody's wallet. And that will help the country eventually produce the type of player like Pulisic is coming through. I'm really excited about this young batch of young players that the US have got. You know, they've picked a new squad. Obviously, it's such a huge blow not making the World Cup. But the one thing it has given them now, it has given them a little bit of time, a little bit of breathing space, to sit down, reflect on where they move from. And now they've got this young batch of players, sort of headed by Pulisic and Kellen Acosta, etc. They've got a really bright bunch of kids now, and I think that if the selection of the next team manager, national team manager, is so important. And if they get that right, I think that, you know, the future is very bright for soccer in this country.
Last one for you, back to the lesson at hand. Montreal, Saturday night at TCF Bank Stadium with the Loons, and you know, 3 points on Saturday night puts you back into the playoff conversation. Last one for you here, Adrian. How's the home crowd advantage been at TCF playing in that stadium? You know, I see that there's 23,000 people. I mean, it's absolutely raucous. It's kicking ass at TCF Bank Stadium right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been terrific for us since the very beginning. You know, when I look back at the snow game, everybody calls it 40,000. Everybody stayed to the end. Incredible conditions. And it's just gone from there. They've got behind us, and I keep saying to the players, we have to make sure that we keep these supporters motivated by our actions on the field. We have to start well. We have to keep them in the game. We have to play football, aggressive football. And if we do that, they'll get behind us. And the task is for us now is to keep building this club and give them a team that they can be proud of when we move into that new stadium.
Hey, cheers, and good luck this week in training and Saturday, of course. And thanks for giving me some time, Adrian.
Pleasure. Anytime, Eric. Thanks.